I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In for the fellas, Sean Bajani and B. Scott, along with Tyler Milner. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send us a text, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. Hit us up on the Twitch and YouTube chats as well. There were a handful of things, B. Scott, that kind of went down in the NFL week six that I think have potential to impact the Texans going forward, at least in the foreseeable future, right? And one of those things involves a former Texan, Aaron Glenn, who's head coach of the New York Jets.
Man.
Who have since fallen to 0-6.
It is rough right there. It is rough out there for the Houston area native, former Aggie and former Texan, Aaron
Glenn. I'm sure they vomited in the stands.
Oh, yeah. Man. Rooting for you, though. Rooting for you, man.
13-11? Is that the final score this past Sunday?
Yeah,
in London?
Few three-run bombs.
Mm-hmm. A few three-run bombs.
Didn't they have, like, negative passing yards? Or at one point?
Fields negative 10. That's what he finished with.
And, like, I thought Kurt Warner was going to have a stroke watching him and trying and having to talk about this.
I saw you tweet something out, like, was it you that? Yeah.
Oh, everybody was tweeting about how, and Kurt Warner during the game was tweeting about, like, man, how bad is this game? How did I get a game where they don't throw the ball or can't throw the ball? How is this possible? Because you can tell that Kurt Warner is one of those, and he's not somebody that we talk about a whole lot in, like, the quarterback pantheon, obviously a Hall of Famer and a great player, but not somebody we talk about a lot for as great as he was, but clearly somebody who bad quarterback play, not just underperforming, but, like, bad play, holding the ball too long, making poor decisions, not being careful enough with the ball, maybe not being risky enough when you should. Like, just bad quarterback play to him is offensive. Yeah. And he was offended by what Justin Fields and the Jets were out there doing the other day.
I mean, you finished with negative 10 yards as a quarterback. You're going to offend a lot of people.
It was
so
bad.
45 yards, took 9 sacks, lost 55. Yeah. And negative 10. That was the number.
And then you had the game management issues on Aaron Glenn's part that weren't great for him. So the quarterback, the head coach, it does not look like the Jets have the greatest of head coach quarterback combinations based off of that game.
No, and we'll get to this a little bit later. But needless to say, look, when you're the head coach of an 0-6 football team, your name is going to pop up on coaches on the hot seat, like next up to be fired after Callahan was let go a couple of days. Was it yesterday, actually? By the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, yesterday.
Glenn's definitely on that list, but actually behind, actually ahead of somebody that I don't even feel like should be on the list. We'll do that later. But I bring up Aaron Glenn and the Jets for this reason. I wasn't anticipating, talking about this in the first segment, or at least in the toss that we did with Reggie Atatula and John Lopez, but we were talking about, like, Breece Hall, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a handful of names that have been mentioned over the course of the last 48 hours or so that maybe the Texans could be in on. Breece Hall, the Jets running back, is one of them. And one of the later reports that I'd read, a primary trade candidate because of his expiring contract, along with Jets linebacker Quincy Williams, who's another strong possibility, veteran, expiring contract situation, and defensive tackle Quinnen Williams also reportedly could be on the move. Look, when you're 0-6 again and you have pretty good players that are on expiring contracts, yeah, there's going to be discussions of maybe trade. Well, Xavier Hutchinson was on my girl Kay Adams' podcast this week. Love her. She's great.
You guys.
She was asking Xavier Hutchinson about some of these, you know, trade candidates, in particular, Breece Hall. Hey, X, what would it be like to have Breece Hall on the Houston Texans?
The more the merrier, right?
Have you talked to Breece Hall?
I've talked to him, you know, here and there, of course.
Okay.
You know, when you get to the season, you know, you get a little busy. So, like, you can only really chit-chat for just a little bit. But, I mean, whatever happens with Breece situation happens. If, you know, if it does happen, I'm going to be ecstatic for him.
Why would it be a good fit for him?
If it doesn't, I'll still be happy.
Why is there room for him on another Iowa State guy in this roster? You guys played together, I believe, 2021.
Yeah, I think Breece is just a dog. Like, there's no other way to really explain it. So the more that you can add just dogs on the team, you're going to be better, right? You're going to be in a better position to win, and you're just going to, I don't know. I'll just be happy with if Breece was, you know, somehow able to come to the Houston Texans. I feel like, you know, that'd be great.
So that was Xavier Hutchinson on the Kay Adams show, Up in Adams, being asked about Breece Hall. Breece Hall, because former Cyclone, they played together.
We got a theme going here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a few Iowa State guys, you know. So
I'm here for it. I mean, so far, so good. Nick Caserio drafting Iowa State guys versus, you know, offensive linemen.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. The Iowa State trend is winning right now. But Breece Hall, I said this earlier, I didn't realize he was only 24 years of age, and what, already this is his third or fourth year in the league.
You know who else is like 24? One rookie, Woody Marks. Look it up. I'm pretty sure he's no younger than 23, and I'm pretty sure he's 24. Breece Hall in his fourth year maybe versus Woody Marks in his first year, about the same age.
Good Lord, yeah, he is 24.
So I'm just that's not a knock on Woody Marks, who played 5 years of college and all of that. Like, I'm just saying, this dude is he's the same age as your rookie running back.
Yeah, and has about 150 days on Breece Hall.
He's older than Breece Hall. So how about that? There you go.
150 days.
I knew older. He was older than CJ Stroud. Yeah. Did not know he was older than Breece Hall. But that just kind of paint the picture here of what you're talking about. Yeah, man.
Look, to me, maybe it's about Breece Hall. It would make the most sense, I think, for the Texans, who, look, they know more than they're sharing with us in regards to Joe Mixon. But like I'd said earlier, Nick Chubb, he was already a question mark coming into this season because of his injury history. And there's a huge question of sustainability. Okay, you got Darian Gumbawale, you got Damian Pierce. You know what those guys are at this point in time. You're going to hit your wagon to a rookie running back, Woody Marks. I know he's looked good, but, you know, again, there's that old saying, one hit away.
Yeah.
Or you need somebody else. And if you could go get yourself a Breece Hall, I don't know what he would cost, but it's definitely worth picking up the phone.
Yeah, well, you've got the draft capital. You've shown a willingness to spend money, and it's not like it costs a lot of money. So, yeah, and this is one of those positions where I don't feel like...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can have too many of them, especially if they're good. Like, I feel like you can have too many mediocre running backs or running backs that don't necessarily contribute. I feel like the Texans have done a good job, present and past, of having a lot of running backs. But when we talk about depth, we're really talking about quality depth.
Yeah.
And I think you can never have too much quality depth at this position, especially when the cost-benefit analysis, as Nick Caserio likes to talk about or did talk about last week in his press conference, when the cost-benefit analysis is in your favor. So this is something that I'm definitely into. Really, I'm looking over at the Jets as, like, you know, just the perfect bleep show where I'm trying to pick up. I feel like the Texans should be trying to take all of their good players, not just the Cyclones,
yeah,
but especially the one that we're talking about, Breece Hall. But out of all the names that you mentioned, A32 is on my type of time.
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. And again, they've got the extra fourth. They've got draft capital. They can go out there and make a trade. If they could go out there and get Quinnen Williams at the one position where they might have some depth but might lack the quality of depth that you'd want, per se. Like, I think they got some pretty decent defensive tackles. But it's been a long time where we talked about that being sort of the soft spot of the defense or where they could stand to upgrade. And they don't have a guy like Quinnen Williams.
I mean, look, the interior tackle position for the Texans, you know, the past couple of years has very much been a part of what they've been able to accomplish in a D'Amico Ryans defense, right? Like, back-to-back years, you set franchise record for sacks, and you've continued to rise up the ranks in total defense and what you've done against the run. Outside of the one game earlier this year, who was that, Tampa Bay, ran all over your ass? I mean, they've been pretty good. I like the depth there, but if you can do better,
right,
and it's not going to cost a lot, then cool.
They've done everything that you just said, and you've always still felt like, man, they could still stand to upgrade at that position. It's not as a knock to the guys that they have, but just as an acknowledgement of some of the guys elsewhere in the league. When you think about interior guys like a Jeffrey Simmons, like Murphy, who they're going to face on Monday night next week, or when you think about a Quinnen Williams, like, mm-hmm, there are just certain Dexter Lawrence, like, there are certain guys that you think about and you're like, hey man, that guy's different from what you normally see here in Houston.
Yeah.
They have not had a guy like that, with all due respect to the guys that they have had.
Another thing that I noticed this weekend that I believe could impact the Texans in the foreseeable future, actually in 2 weeks, you've got the Seahawks on Monday night. And it's very much about that game right now. But just forward thinking for a second, the 49ers lost a key member of its team, particularly defense, this weekend. Fred Warner, who went out with, looked at the time, like a pretty gruesome left ankle injury. I think dislocation is the term that was being used.
His foot was pointed the way it wasn't supposed to be pointed.
Going to need surgery, out for the season, sucks for them, obviously. You know, you've heard a lot about Fred Warner from D'Amico Ryans the last few years as a member of the Houston Texans. But, dude, you face the 49ers in 2 weeks. That could absolutely be a huge impact for the Texans. If they can go to Seattle Monday night and get a victory, get back to 3-3, and preparing for, you know, a 49ers team right now that, look, last check, it's top of their division. But I'm looking at it from this point of view. We know what the Texans, as they're getting right offensively, just did to a defunct, discombobulated, shorthanded Ravens defense. Dude, you take Fred Warner out of the equation for the San Francisco 49ers, that's a big-time guy they're missing going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an example of how around the league, whether it be by injury or just simple underperformance, and like with the Ravens from a couple of weeks ago, for example, they're a little bit of both, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were super injured, and when they were healthy, they weren't really performing up to their potential or expectation. And you're seeing a mix of that around the league. The 49ers, to their credit, seem to do this thing where they're always competitive no matter who goes down, because it seems like somebody always goes down for them. I can't think of a season when they've just been completely healthy. It always seems like something is going on with the 49ers, and they're able to plug and play and figure out a way to be a tough, competitive team no matter what. So I wouldn't, like, even without Fred Warner and understanding what's been happening with Brock Purdy, it's not a team that I would discount because of their makeup and how they're built. But certainly it makes you look around the league and think that nobody is insurmountable or unbeatable because something is happening everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
I would say, though, like in terms of facing the 49ers and that three-game stretch at home that they're going to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a win on the road against Seattle. And y'all were talking about this yesterday with Clint. You know, he's making this point of it being a fork in the road. The way I would have termed it is a turning point. I think we're saying the same thing.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.